morning. Greetings. It's a blessing to be here this week. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. Sun shining, bright snow. It's beautiful. I maybe didn't think of it as beautiful last week while I was out pushing, but it is beautiful to see the pure white. So, this opening, sorry, I've got a cold here as well, but this opening kind of stems from the last accountability group discussion that we had. It kind of came from Brother Moe's. He asked me a question. So I was kind of sharing how my last couple weeks were going, and I said I was tired. I said, but I'm not giving up. And Brother Moe's asked, is there any other option? I said, no, we cannot give up. So that would be my plea today. Don't give up. Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing. Victory is nigh. See the mighty host advancing, Satan leading on. Mighty men around us falling, courage almost gone. See the glorious banner waving, hear the trumpet blow. And our leader's name will triumph over every foe. Fierce and long the battle rages, but our help is near. Onward comes our great commander. Cheer, my comrades, cheer. Hold the fort, for I am coming, Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace, we will. I'd like to turn to Psalm 22 and read this whole chapter. Psalm 22. Sorry. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do we ever feel like the Lord is not there? That we have all these weights upon us and we are tired, we're worn out, we're exhausted? Do we cry and say, Lord, please help? But we think he doesn't hear us, but he does. The Lord does hear us. Do we cry out, why is this happening? Where are you? Why, Lord? Why? We're tired. I'd like to turn to Hebrews 12 and read verses 1 through 6. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Let us lay aside every weight. And I was just thinking of the weights that we have that can bring us down, that can make us tired, that can make us cry, Lord, where are you? We need your help. So what are some weights? Some of these are in my life. I'm going to guess some of them are in your life. The baby is sick. The baby isn't sleeping. The baby is getting more teeth. The next child is sick. The 8-year-old woke us up from a dead sleep because he had a bad dream. The employee didn't show up for work. The employee had a wreck. The customer didn't pay the bill. Our largest account was lost. We had a bad diagnosis from the doctor. We had a death in the family. We have to prepare a sermon with no time to prepare. We have church events to plan for, extended family issues. We have another job that's 2 hours away that will take us all week. We have another brother's meeting that goes late into the night. We have a child going astray. We have a building project not going as planned. We have a snowstorm that comes in Saturday night and all day Sunday. And the baby is sick again. And the list goes on. There's so many different things that can drag us down. And yet we still have to cry out to the Lord, help. We cannot give up. Through these trials, through these tribulations, we cannot give up. I'm going to guess each one of us could take the microphone and tell the story of somebody giving up. And the outcome is not good. I just heard of a young married couple, young daughter, the husband comes home and hands the wife divorce papers. Says, I'm done. I don't want this responsibility anymore. I'm gone. And he walks out. Doesn't hear from him anymore. He gave up. The stresses of this life were too much. There is a suicide committed about every 11 minutes in the United States alone. These people just give up. They don't turn to the Lord. Excuse me, sorry. People giving up all around us. It's so sad. If they could just be like David, if we could go back to Psalm 22. David is crying out to the Lord, where are you? Help me, Lord. I'm a worm. I'm nothing. And yet in verse 4, he gets a little glimpse of hope. He goes back and he looks at the generations in the past. And he sees how God brought them out. And David didn't have to look very far behind. He could have looked at his maybe two or three generations past with his grandma and great-grandma, or great-grandma and great-great-grandma, whatever it is, with Naomi and Ruth. How the Lord brought them out of a terrible situation. The Lord provided. And then towards the end of Psalm 22, he sees that the Lord will provide. He says, I will praise him. I will praise him. The world turns to alcohol and drugs to forget their problems. But what do we turn to? Can we, as a brotherhood, or even as individuals, can we turn to the Lord? Can we look to the Lord and thank him for these times? When our children are sick, can we say, well, thank you, Lord, for the times when they're not? When we can't sleep because we get woken up from a child or because we have late nights, can we say thank you for the times that we do have of sleep? We are tired. We get tired. We are human. But we need to be thanking him for the times that we do have. Can we look to our forefathers like David? Can we look back at our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great, and see how the Lord has provided for them, and to get that faith to know that he will provide for us? Can we believe when Christ says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness? And can we believe, like in Second Colossians, I believe, or 2 Corinthians. Can we gladly, therefore, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon us? Can we be thankful in those times? It's not fun whenever we're like that, whenever we're sick, whenever we have things that bring us down. That's not a fun time. But can we praise the Lord? Can we be excited to go to church and to be with brothers and sisters in Christ? Can we be open with our brothers and our sisters? Can we say, this is where we're struggling, that we're tired, and this is why we're tired, but can you help lift me up during these tough times? Will you brothers please help lift me up if I'm tired? Can we run this race of life, this race together? We even have the example of Christ hanging on the cross, crying out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He could have given up right then, but he didn't. He could have called a legion of angels to come and to take him off the cross, but he didn't. He saw the wrath of his Father upon him as he bore the sins of the world, but he didn't give up. He endured to the end. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. We can keep running. We can stay encouraged even during the valleys of this life. Let's not give up. Let's keep pressing on one with another. Let's keep helping each other out. I'd like to close here with this poem. Maybe Brother Philip Huffman once read this. I don't know. I thought it sounded familiar whenever I started reading it. But it's called The Race. The Race. Quit. Give up. You're beaten. They shout at me and plead. There's just too much against you now. This time you can't succeed. And as I start to hang my head in front of failure's face, my downward fall is broken by the memory of a race. And hope refills my weakened will as I recall that scene, for just the thought of that short race rejuvenates my being. A children's race, young boys, young men, how I remember well. Excitement, sure, but also fear. It wasn't hard to tell. They all lined up so full of hope, each thought to win that race, or tie for first, or if not that, at least take second place. And fathers watched from off the side, each cheering for his son, and each boy hoped to show his dad that he would be the one. The whistle blew and off they went, young hearts and hopes afire. To win and be the hero there was each young boy's desire. And one boy in particular, whose dad was in the crowd, was running near the lead and thought, my dad will be so proud. But as they speeded down the field across a shallow dip, the little boy who thought to win lost his step and slipped. Trying hard to catch himself, his hands flew out to brace. Amid the laughter of the crowd, he fell flat on his face. So down he fell, and with him hope. He couldn't win it now. Embarrassed, sad, he only wished to disappear somehow. But as he fell, his dad stood up and showed his anxious face, which to the boy so clearly said, get up and win the race. He quickly rose, no damage done, behind a bit, that's all, and ran with all his mind and might to make up for his fall. So anxious to restore himself, to catch up and to win, his mind went faster than his legs. He slipped and fell again. He wished then he had quit before with only one disgrace. I'm hopeless as a runner now. I shouldn't try to race. But in the laughing crowd, he searched and found his father's face, that steady look which said again, get up and win the race. So up he jumped to try again, 10 yards behind the last. If I'm to gain those yards, he thought, I've got to move real fast. Exerting everything he had, he regained 8 or 10, but trying so hard to catch the lead, he slipped and fell again. Defeat. He lied there silently. A tear dropped from his eye. There's no sense running anymore. 3 strikes, I'm out. Why try? The will to rise had disappeared. All hope had fled away. So far behind, so error-prone, a loser all the way. I've lost. So what's the use, he thought. I'll live with my disgrace. But then he thought about his dad, who soon he'd have to face. Get up, an echo sounded low. Get up and take your place. You were not meant for failure here. Get up and win the race. With borrowed will, get up, it said. You haven't lost it all, for winning is no more than this, to rise each time you fall. So up he rose to run once more, and with a new commit, he resolved that win or lose, at least he wouldn't quit. So far behind the others now, the most he'd ever been, still he gave it all he had and ran as though to win. Three times he'd fallen, stumbling, three times he rose again. Too far behind to hope to win, he still ran to the end. They cheered the winning runner as he crossed the line first place, head high and proud and happy, no falling, no disgrace. But when the fallen youngster crossed the line last place, the crowd gave him the greater cheer for finishing the race. And even though he came in last with head bowed low, unproud, you would have thought he'd won the race to listen to the crowd. And to his dad he sadly said, "I didn't do too well." "To me, you won," his father said. "You rose each time you fell." And now when things seem dark and hard and difficult to face, the memory of that little boy helps me in my race. For all of life is like that race with ups and downs and all, and all you have to do to win is rise each time you fall. "Quit, give up, you're beaten," they still shout in my face. But another voice within me says, "Get up and win the race." May we help each other out when one gets tired. Let us be alert whenever we see it, and to help one another.